The motto of the Center for Bioethical Reform is "Abortion must be seen to be understood." The group is touring 22 swing states this summer and fall in 12-foot-long panel trucks. They're covered with the gruesome image of a crumpled and bloody 10-week-old fetus with severed arms and legs and the word "choice" in large, bold letters. The billboard made many strollers on the Capitol Square this morning turn away.
That's pretty gross.
Aww. It'll make me kind of almost cry.
I've got three daughters. I don't want to look at it. I don't want to see it. I don't want it thrown in my face.
Mark Harrington is the Midwest spokesperson for the mobile billboard campaign. He says the shock value is what makes the pictures effective.
Folks that may be angered, may be disgusted, or even offended, to us, at least that gets them to think about what this is, what abortion is, and if it offends them, then maybe the actual act is offensive.
But the pictures didn't appear to change many minds this morning. 26-year-old Kate, who didn't want to give her last name, described herself as pro-choice. She said the graphic images were just annoying.
It's frustrating to have to see that image and have them bring their politics into this public space and sort of make something that grotesque public, I think.
Another woman waiting for the bus said the bloody pictures don't explain why the fetus was aborted and raise more questions about abortion than answers.
It could have been something that was unintended. There could have been something that threatened the life of the mother. We have no way of knowing.
It could be considered over the top, but I think that could be good.
24-year-old Brian, a daycare worker, was escorting a half a dozen 3-year-olds around the square. He said he wasn't worried about the kids seeing huge pictures of bloody fetuses.
That's what it looks like, you know, and people are not willing to call that murder, but it is.
But Brian says despite his personal view on abortion, the billboards won't change his vote in the presidential election.
I'm going to be voting for Carrie and Edwards, and I feel that abortion is murder, but I don't like to take rights away from people, so I feel that people still have a right to do that if they want to.
If this unscientific sampling of reactions to the bloody billboard campaign is any indication, it doesn't appear it will have much impact on the election. Tanya Atkinson from Wisconsin Planned Parenthood says she hopes it doesn't.
This is really a harassment and intimidation tactic, and that is not going to reduce abortion. Access to comprehensive, medically accurate information and health services is what's actually going to reduce abortion. So if that's what they care about, then that's the conversation they should be having.
Still, as long as abortion is still legal, the Center for Bioethical Reform says it will continue its campaign to confront the public with graphic images of aborted fetuses. The panel trucks will be cruising the streets around the Minnesota Capitol this weekend. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.